From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. President Obama is appealing directly to the people to help him push through sweeping changes in the health care system. At a town hall meeting in Belgrade, Montana today, the president said the White House plan is about shifting power from insurance companies to consumers, not about a government takeover.
This is important. I don't want government bureaucrats meddling in your health care, but I also don't want insurance companies bureaucrats meddling in your health care either.
But at an estimated price of $1 trillion over 10 years, the White House plan has been a tough sell in Congress. Democratic lawmakers have been feeling the heat at home as well, with angry protests surfacing at town hall meetings. San Francisco Bay Area commuters are bracing for a difficult trip to work on Monday morning. The union representing train operators and station agents for BART, one of the region's major transit systems, says members will be going on strike. From member station KQED in San Francisco, Rachel Myro reports.
The announcement follows a unanimous vote by the board for Bay Area Rapid Transit to unilaterally impose a new contract on the local amalgamated transit union. Contract talks broke down when management declared an impasse. Union leaders say they may take their fight to court or ask California's governor to intervene. He's said state mediators are standing by. Two other BART unions ratified contracts this week, delivering concessions to help the transit agency cut its budget. But those unions will honor a picket line. BART is the nation's fifth largest commuter rail carrier with 340,000 riders a day. Whether those folks take to bikes, buses, or cars, it's going to be an ugly commute Monday unless the conflict is resolved before then. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Myro in San Francisco.
The Lockheed fire continues to rage in California's Santa Cruz Mountains. It has grown to 2,800 acres. Thousands of people have been evacuated. Favorable weather conditions have been helping firefighters today. Hundreds are already on the scene. More help is on the way. A Charles Manson follower convicted of attempting to assassinate President Gerald Ford in 1975 has been freed. Lynette Squeaky Fromm left a Texas prison hospital today after spending more than 30 years in jail. Fromm is now 60. She was 26 years old when she tried to kill Ford. She was also a disciple of Charles Manson, who was serving life in prison for the 1969 murders of actress Sharon Tate and eight others. Clashes have broken out between an Al-Qaeda-linked militant group and supporters of Hamas, which runs Gaza. At least eight Palestinians have been killed and 80 others have been wounded. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 105 points at last check at 9,293. The Nasdaq Composite Index was down 28 at 1982. This is NPR News. After serving 18 months in jail for taking part in a dog-fighting ring, Pro Football's Michael Vick is asking fans to give him another chance.
I now know that playing in the NFL is a privilege and not a right, and, you know, I want to do whatever's necessary and be the best ambassador for the NFL and out in the community.
Vic speaking to reporters a day after he signed a one-year deal with the Philadelphia Eagles with an option for a second year with the team. Boeing Company will pay the government $25 million to settle a lawsuit. The Chicago-based company allegedly performed defective work on refueling planes for the Air Force. Chicago Public Radio's Susie Ahn reports.
The U.S. Department of Justice calls Boeing's KC-10 extenders a mainstay of the Air Force's aerial refueling fleet in the Iraq and Afghanistan wars. Two whistleblowers in Texas filed a lawsuit alleging the company improperly installed insulation blanket kits in the aircraft during maintenance. The blankets maintain temperature inside the plane during flight. The two former Boeing workers will now receive $2.6 million for drawing attention to the problem. The company also allegedly overcharged the government for installation of the blanket kits. Boeing will pay about $18 million in cash and do more than $6 million worth of repair work. For NPR News, I'm Susie Ahn in Chicago.
Thousands of people in Hyannis, Massachusetts, silently watched the funeral procession of Eunice Kennedy Shriver today. The founder of the Special Olympics, who is widely credited with educating the masses about the intellectually disabled, died Tuesday at the age of 88. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News, Washington.